Funding from the Ontario Trillium Foundation will enable Habitat for Humanity Northumberland to expand its donation pickup program for Tree Store, which features new and gently used home improvement supplies and decor items donated by homeowners and businesses. The grant of $82,400 from the OTF's Resilient Communities Fund was used to purchase a new, reliable truck to meet the demand to pick up donations, which are key to operating the store. And Habitat Executive Director Megan McDonald says donations will now be collected 5 days a week.
Right now, our truck is on the road 3 days a week, and we're going to expand that to 5 days a week. And for a while there, we were renting a truck, so we had to even, you know, reduce it because the cost to rent was so high. We were down to, you know, 2 days a week. But we have demand. People are waiting weeks to get the product picked up, which means that we're not generating revenue and it's not coming in through the door and going back out.
On Monday, Habitat staff, volunteers, and board members welcomed OTF representatives along with Northumberland Peterborough South MPP David Piccini and Ontario Minister of Tourism, Culture and Sport Neil Lumsden, while Cobourg Council was also represented by a few councillors and Mayor Lucas Cleveland for the announcement. Piccini said this is just the latest big investment by the Ontario Trillium Foundation in Northumberland County.
It's been a big year. I mean, $1.1 million into Northumberland County alone from the government of Ontario. And so this support here, which has helped purchase the Restore truck, which you're going to see out in your communities, picking up the sustainable nature of this business, which is to get furniture, donate stuff from your household to support, you know, with Habitat for Humanity. So getting the truck out, picking up donations, getting it back here, preventing all of that from ending up in landfills. I mean, this is a win-win-win, and what we're all here for, which is to get people housing. I mean, we're in a housing crisis, and it's so important.
McDonald said the Restore is what funds the organizational capacity of Habitat Northumberland, as it ensures that administrative costs are covered and further profit goes directly into the home building program. She added that as donations keep coming in, there are always great finds to be had for shoppers on a regular basis.
So it's consistent funding so that we can have the staffing needed to be able to build affordable housing. We always say, you know, you can shop here every single day and find something different. So we also love that we're part of an environmental solution, diverting tons from landfill. So, you know, don't throw it out. See if the Restore will take it and if it can get a second home.
A list of acceptable donations is available at habitatnorthumberland.ca, and anyone wishing to donate items in good condition can email donatestuff@habitatnorthumberland.ca or by calling the Restore to ask about donations. Reporting for Northumberland 89.7 FM, I'm Jeff Gard.